At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Today FM's Last Word on Tech with Matt Cooper.
And you're very welcome back to The Last Word. Frank Rainey here filling in for Matt Cooper on the show this evening. Now, two of my favourite things are the great outdoors and food. You put those together and we have my all-time favourite thing to do, barbecuing. And while just using a flame to cook your dinner might feel like going back to basics, there are plenty of ways tech can improve that experience. And tech journalist Andy O'Donoghue joins us now to tell us all about the latest gadgets. And if you have a spare 1,400 quid knocking about, it might be worth looking at this Wi-Fi barbecue. It's a very expensive piece of kit. You might tell us, is it worth it, Andy?
Frank, it is a fascinating piece of kit, and I've tried out, believe it or not, there are a number of smart barbecues on the market. And a couple of years ago, I even tried a solar powered barbecue. Now, given the country that we live in, that's limited success.
That's a lot of raw chicken, I'd say.
It's a lot of time is what it is. However, the one that you're referring to is a barbecue from Traeger, and they make these absolutely remarkable barbecues. And they use a technology that they call Wi-Fi. And it's a little bit of play on the Wi-Fi idea. But basically, it's a very sturdy, well-built barbecue. But it has built-in Wi-Fi. And the idea is you connect it to a smart app on your phone. And you select the recipe for what you're going to cook. So that could be chicken or burgers or steaks. And when you do that, the barbecue takes over and controls the cooking temperature so that you cook your meat perfectly. And obviously, that's really important as we get back into barbecue season.
Kind of takes the fun out of it a wee bit, though. One gadget that really caught my eye, and it keeps popping up on my promo ads, suggested ads, is this Meter smart thermometer. Tell us a little bit about this. Is it worth me going out and shelling out 90 quid for it?
Well, the meter, it's very clever. And I got one of these to test late last summer. And I was a little bit dubious about, you know, whether it was worthwhile or not. But we know about, you know, the danger of undercooking food and particularly, say, chicken. And the meter is it's a Bluetooth enabled thermometer. And I know that almost sounds ridiculous, tech for tech's sake, but it's not. And what you do is you charge it up. And you plunge it into the meat that you're cooking, and it constantly monitors the temperature and it reports back to your smartphone. And as you're pouring yourself a beer on your fancy deck, Frank, you can then look at the app and it will tell you the estimated remaining cook time. So it's not cheap at 90 euros, but it is very clever. And it does take a little bit of that stress away that you don't want to send your neighbours or relations home, you know, with a dicky tummy.
And it's a slick looking gadget as well. You know, there are no wires like you'd see with some of the more traditional models. How accurate is it? How sensitive is it?
I did find it pretty accurate, because it's a great question, because I have a little kitchen manual.
And some of them pick up the heat of the barbecue and skew the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, that's right. But when you plunge it in, it really does a good job of measuring. And also, it's got a clever little wooden, really well made this. It's got a clever little wooden charging device that acts as a Bluetooth repeater. So you can have your barbecue at the bottom of the garden, and there's no doubt that, you know, you're in the kitchen doing prep. You can still stay in touch with it.
OK, your last challenge is to explain the GrillBot automatic grill cleaning robot in 60 seconds, Andy.
The GrillBot is for those people who are so fed up of the next day cleaning and scrubbing the barbecue with a Brillo pad. This is essentially a little robot about the same size as your open palm. You put it on the barbecue. It's got three little motors and it runs up and down and takes all of the muck off the barbecue and leaves it pretty clean for the next cookout.
Good stuff. And with seconds to spare, we're undercooked. Andy O'Donoghue, thanks very much for all of that advice. And that GrillBot retails at 114 euro.
Today FM's Last Word on Tech with Matt Cooper.